Mitchell, thanks for hanging around.
Pleasure.
Let's talk about the future for the Newcastle Jets, because this has all happened at the end of a disastrous season where the team won 3 out of 27 games, and we know that's totally unacceptable. And I don't know whether that can be blamed on Nathan Tinkler. The players have got to take some ownership of that and some responsibility, and so do the coaching staff. So in terms of where you go to from here, does that include a review of all staff or all coaching facilities, all coaching staff? Because obviously you need to get everything in place ASAP, because until you've done that, you're not going to be able to attract any players here until they know who they're going to be playing for.
Yeah, look, I think that let's try and focus on what we do know. The reality is that FFA have publicly said that they're going to conduct a review of the current coaching staff, and I expect that that review will be completed probably this week. And, you know, to be pragmatic, there's a reason why there's an urgency around that, because we start pre-season training on June 22.
Yeah.
But also, you know, we currently have 15 contracted players that essentially need to be transferred over to the new entity. They will be given an opportunity if they don't wish to switch over. They are essentially free agents. But look, my feedback and interaction with the players thus far and talking to player agents, that I would expect the vast, vast majority of those players to come back over and join the new entity. But, you know, whether it's those players or whether it's new players that we're trying to recruit, an obvious question will be, who is the coach? Mm. And consequently, that's why that matter needs to be resolved sooner rather than later. And look, I've been in very open dialogue with Damien DeBowen about that matter. And, you know, one thing I can say, that the collaboration to make sure that we start things on the right foot has been, you know, 10 out of 10 thus far.
What about some of the players that have been here and probably shouldn't be gone? And I'm talking about people like Taylor Regan, even David Carney, who arguably is the club's best player, who wasn't permitted to play for the second half of last season. Is there an opportunity for some of those players who were shown the door mid-season to maybe come back to the club?
Look, I think the David Carney situation is very simple. David's a contracted player. And as I said before, that he's got one season to... He had one season to run on his contract before the club had its upheaval last week. So David, like all players, will have the option to transfer his contract over and see out that remaining season. That's his decision. I've had a private conversation with David, and it was, you know, really refreshing and very amicable. And you know, I would expect that David probably will come over, but again, like all the players, they'll all want to know who the coach is. With regards to the other players that were let go, I think that the easiest answer to that is that that's up to the coach. And whether it's Phil reappointed or whether it's a new coach that may be brought in, it's a football decision. It's not a CEO's decision. My role in this is to make sure of two things. One, that from a salary cap point of view, that we're compliant with whoever we bring in. And we all know that what happened with Perth Glory, so I have to take that responsibility very, very seriously. And secondly, and this is something that I'm, you know, very, very focused on as well, is that it's okay to have a great player, but we've also got to make sure that they culturally fit. So before we put pen to paper with them, I will always have a conversation with the player just to make sure that, you know, they fit in this town, because it does have its own you know, respective little feel and vibe of how you need to conduct yourself as a human.
Yeah, it's going to be some very interesting times, and I get where you're coming from when you talk about the urgency of appointing a coaching staff, whoever that's going to be, because you know that you're not going to be able to attract any decent players until you do that, because as you rightly pointed out, the first thing they want to know is who's the coach. And it's been not just this season. This season's probably been the worst season out of the five, but in a 10-team competition, in a town that's very proud of its football, like Newcastle, to not make the playoffs 5 years in a row is just unacceptable.
Yeah, look, I mean, it's last season. It's the past season. You know, we need to have our eyes on the playing roster for next season and beyond. And that's the other juggle with any playing roster, both from a longevity and a salary cap point of view, is that it's not also just about signing for the season coming up. You need to give deep thought about where does that list look like at the end of the next season, and who's on multiple year contracts, what the age of the roster is, et cetera, et cetera. There's a lot of components that you need to take into consideration when you're signing players individually, and then holistically as an overall list management scenario. But look, you know, the town will demand results, and I wouldn't expect anything less. I mean, at the end of the day, As Vince Lombardi once said, if winning's not if winning's important, that's why they keep score. So, you know, we want to win. No team wants to go out and just go round and be part of the numbers. But I guess the encouraging thing here, David, is that, you know, we saw in the A-League this year that you can climb off the ladder very, very quickly and get from, you know, low down into finals contention quite quickly. And I think, you know, one of the important factors is going to be is that we need to ingrain a culture and a psyche that we just don't get beaten at home. We've got to turn Hunter Stadium into an absolute fortress. You come into our turf and you walk out a loser if you're the opposition.
And that's what will bring the fans back. You
Absolutely.
Know that, because they some of them should have actually been paid by the club to sit through some of those games this year, not the other way around. So let's hope it can turn around. And you're saying that the FFA are going to make those decisions on the coach and the coaching staff.
Yeah, look, the FFA have publicly said that they're going to conduct a review. I would expect that, you know, my opinion would be sought in the context of that review. The actual framework of who the panel will be and how the review will take part, I'm led to believe that there'll be some, you know, the traction around that will occur in the next 24 to 48 hours. And look, you know, David, we were speaking about this off air before we started chatting, is that, you know, the Knights have had to go through the same thing. And, you know, I'm never going to be a person that says that, you know, it's the Mitchell Murphy way or I know everything. I'm very happy to listen to people, take advice. You know, I've spoken to a couple of people from the Knights about how they dealt with this when they had to go through it. Because at the end of the day, if there's one thing I am certain about, this town works together. And if I've got to sit down and talk to 100 people to make sure that we do all the listening and get the right advice to get the right outcome, that's what I'm going to do.
Let's hope that next season is a whole lot better than the one that's just completed. I don't think it could be any worse. And we wish you all the best and every success for the future.
Yeah, thank you, David. I appreciate it.